This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, August 18th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Branix Group, AG. Note holders approve resolutions to elect a joint representative and extend the maturity of the URE 400 million bond. Branix Group AG note holders have approved resolutions to elect a joint representative and extend the maturity of the URE 400 million bond. The appointed joint representative will oversee key decisions, including potential waivers and forbearance on repayment until a comprehensive restructuring is completed. The extension pushes the bond maturity to December 31, 2026, with an option for further extension. Stay tuned for updates on the restructuring process.
Elmos Semiconductor SE, extraordinary general meeting elects new members to the supervisory board. Elmos Semiconductor SE held its extraordinary general meeting virtually, electing Dr. Hans Dyckman and Dr. Christian Kleiber to the supervisory board. This completes the generational transition, ensuring continuity for future work. The meeting also approved the 2026 remuneration system for the management board. Elmos, a leader in microchip solutions for the automotive industry, continues to drive innovation in autonomous driving, electromobility, and software-defined vehicles.
Information about Mr. Svetlan Todorov's shareholdings in Shelly Group Southeast. Shelly Group Southeast announces that Mr. Svetlan Todorov, a shareholder and board member, has disposed of 1,184,995 shares, representing 6.53% of the company's capital, to Solista Holdings LLC. The shares were acquired by Solista Holdings LLC, controlled by Mr. Todorov. His total control remains at 27.79%, with 21.26% held directly and 6.53% indirectly. For more details, visit corporate.shelly.com.
Total Wireless expands partnership with Western Union, bringing financial services to retail locations nationwide. Total Wireless expands its partnership with Western Union, offering financial services at retail locations nationwide. Customers can access money transfers, bill pay, and money orders at select stores, starting today, with plans to expand to more locations by the end of 2026. Eligible Total Wireless customers on specific plans receive one fee-free Western Union money transfer each month. This initiative aims to provide communities with convenient access to essential financial services alongside reliable 5G connectivity. Concom emerges as top professional services platform for mainland enterprises going global. Hongkong has emerged as the top professional services platform for mainland enterprises going global, according to the latest research from HKTDC. The upcoming Belt and Road Summit will highlight international opportunities for businesses expanding overseas. Mainland enterprises are focusing on developing new overseas business activities, enhancing overseas sourcing operations, and expanding their sales networks, with Hong Kong playing a pivotal role in supporting their global expansion plans.
Network News Breaks PowerMax Minerals Inc. steps up Cameron EE exploration with 2026 field program. PowerMax Minerals Inc. has launched its 2026 exploration program at the Cameron Rare Earth Element Project in British Columbia. The program aims to refine EE target corridors, identify potential bedrock sources, and prioritize areas for future drilling. Previous exploration phases revealed enrichment of rare earth elements, with soil samples showing values up to 2,840 ppm and rock samples up to 740 ppm. The project covers 2,984 hectares and is also prospective for niobium and other mineralization.
Fernando Arellano Guedes, to receive the Automotive Leadership and Business Excellence Award in Miami. Fernando Arellano Guedes, CEO and partner of Powerhouse Automotive Group, will receive the Automotive Leadership and Business Excellence Award at the 2026 Top Entrepreneur of USA Awards in Miami on October 8th. With over three decades in the automotive industry, Arellano Guedes is recognized for his leadership, international expertise, and recent success leading Powerhouse Automotive Group's growth in the southeastern United States.
Kempis DroneWorks unveils game-changing Corvus MRDRTM for developers. Tempest DroneWorks unveils the game-changing Corvus MRDRTM for developers, revolutionizing autonomous systems testing. The modular robotics development tool allows engineers to test algorithms at scale without costly field trials, accelerating time to market. By integrating simulated and physical drones, Corvus MRDR advances technology for safer and more efficient autonomous systems development, preserving intellectual property. For more information, visit the full announcement on Tempest DroneWorks' website.
Biomed News Breaks, Regenis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE American. RGNT marks key IP milestone for Gelrin-C manufacturing. Regenis Biomaterials strengthens its Gelrin-C cartilage repair technology with a Japanese patent milestone for its manufacturing process. This adds to the company's global IP portfolio of nearly 30 patents, enhancing its commercialization efforts. The proprietary manufacturing process increases yield and simplifies production, supporting Regenis's goal of offering an off-the-shelf cartilage repair product. The company is progressing with European commercialization and advancing its pivotal U.S. South trial towards pre-market approval by the end of 2027.
Mission Iran News Breaks, Greenland Mines Limited featured in America News Group commentary on Western critical mineral supply chain. Greenland Mines Limited was featured in an American News Group commentary discussing the importance of Western-aligned critical mineral supply chains. The article highlighted the company's North Atlantic Critical Metals Corridor strategy, focusing on connecting Greenland's resource assets with processing, logistics, and end markets in Europe and North America. Greenland Mines recently completed a bathymetric survey and metallurgical core drilling for its Skyguard project, moving closer to an initial assessment.
Fitness legend Monica Brandt proudly joins N101 Nitric Oxide as product ambassador. Fitness legend Monica Brandt has joined N101 Nitric Oxide as a product ambassador, announced by Dr. Nathan South. Brian, CEO of Brian Therapeutics, Inc., nitric oxide-based consumer products for cardiovascular health and athletic performance are gaining popularity, with N101 leading the market due to its science-based approach. Monica Brandt, a renowned fitness icon, will help promote the brand's integrity and commitment to science-based products.
Challenges to be overcome before space data centers become a reality. Challenges lie ahead before space data centers become a reality, with suggestions to move them beyond Earth to tackle environmental concerns. Companies like Space Exploration Technologies Corp. are exploring satellite options for space data centers. As they work towards this goal, obstacles must be addressed to make this innovative concept a viable solution.
YouGov data shows EV owners are more receptive to new technologies. YouGov Profiles data reveals that electric vehicle owners in the U.S. are more open to new technologies. With 2% of American car owners having an electric vehicle as their primary vehicle, EV owners show a stronger interest in cutting-edge tech. Industry players like Massimo Group may leverage this insight from the YouGov report to enhance their strategies for expansion.
California Community Reinvestment Corporation increases lending capacity by more than $120 million through securitization and additional capital from existing bank partners. California Community Reinvestment Corporation, CCRC, has increased its lending capacity by over $120 million through a successful securitization of tax-exempt loans and additional capital from existing bank partners. This milestone makes CCRC the first CDFI in the nation to securitize such loans in the public municipal market, signaling a significant step in expanding affordable housing lending across California. The securitization, structured in two tranches, drew strong investor demand and was underwritten by Wells Fargo, with U.S. Bank serving as trustee and custodian.
Market Street Capital Inc. leverages expertise to close the financing gap for first-of-a-kind energy deals. Market Street Capital Inc. leverages its expertise to close the financing gap for first-of-a-kind energy deals. These projects face challenges attracting early-stage private financing due to the lack of a track record and large infrastructure investments. Market Street Capital helps sponsors navigate this by offering independent advisory and structuring services. By assisting sponsors in assembling a layered capital stack, the company aims to secure financing for these innovative energy projects.
Mission IR news breaks. Nanovirucides NYSE American. NYC. Expects phase 2 Ebola trial of NV-387 oral gummies to begin soon in DRC. Nanovirucides Inc. NYSE American. NNV announced that a phase 2 clinical trial of NV-387 oral gummies for Ebola treatment is set to start soon in the DRC. Regulatory approval has been granted, and Professor Patrick Katoto will lead the trial. Preparatory work is underway, with first patient dosing expected in a few weeks. The company believes oral delivery could offer advantages in outbreak settings.
Investor News Breaks Helus Pharma TCBOECA help appoints Regina Donahue, Chief People Officer, and Suresh Durgam to Scientific Advisory Board. Helus Pharma TMCBOECACAPHL has appointed Regina Donahue as Chief People Officer and Suresh Durgam to its Scientific Advisory Board. Donahue, former Chief Human Resources Officer at Intracellular, brings valuable experience, while Durgam, with over two decades in CNS drug development, enhances the company's scientific leadership. These appointments aim to bolster Helus Pharma's organizational capabilities as it progresses its pipeline towards potential commercialization.
Investor News Breaks, Max Power Mining Corp. to present Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program at Image 26. Max Power Mining Corp. will present its Lawson Natural Hydrogen Program at Image 26. President and Director Chad Levesque will speak at the RedSite EC International Meeting for Applied Geoscience and Energy on August 19th in Houston. Max Power aims to define the world's first large-scale commercial discovery of a new primary energy source at the Lawson Complex in south-central Saskatchewan.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.